Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And it's 11:17 in beautiful, wonderful woods.
Burbank.
No, it's not 11:17 in Burbank. It's, what, 8:17?
8:17 Burbank.
Time.
Can you give me some more cans, please?
Sure, I can give you all you want. How about that? There's just like a big hiss in there, though, eh?
A hiss and some latency this morning.
Oh, latency, that's...
We didn't have that last time.
You have latency right now?
Do I?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I have hardly any.
It's all me.
Your brain is in latency mode.
My brain is latent.
So I'm going to ask you how you're doing this morning, Big JD.
I'm calming down. I was a little riled up this morning.
Well, what riled you up?
Well, I was running right on schedule, and I had to stop at a convenience store / gas station. And I filled up, went inside, and some clown had the biggest stack of lottery tickets that he needed to be checked. Why don't they have, a little kiosk that you can do it all yourself?
They do, don't they?
I don't know.
They have this little thing.
I haven't seen any. Well, this store doesn't. Oh. So the lady's doing them all, one after the other. And the stupid machine talks, too. Not a winner. Better luck next time, or whatever it says, you know. And there's a screen there that says not a winner, and it's flashing like... And so, ticket after ticket after ticket, and I'm like, why don't you just stop for a second and take my card for the gas, you know, and let me be on my merry way. I'm a bigger paying customer than his stupid lottery tickets.
And
gas is more important.
And she said?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh.
If I had said anything, you would have no idea what would come out of my mouth. I wanted to kill her. That's what I wanted to do.
Literally... end her life.
Yeah. And then just throw the money at her.
Like it would make a difference.
And that was the first little problem. And then other than that, well, actually that was my second problem.
Okay.
Because my first problem is my back and shoulders. Ah, they hurt.
And
came on Friday. Left shoulder, pinched, painful, can't move, try and pull up pants, can't do it. Steering and the driving near impossible.
Wow.
And then this morning, it's the right side too, the right shoulder blade. I can't even turn my head right now. Hurts that bad.
And it came on Friday. Did you go see your trainer on Friday?
I did, yeah.
And what's he saying about that?
It actually came on Thursday. It was early Thursday, but I still went to the gym and worked out on Friday. But we have no idea really how it could have happened, because, you know, he didn't do anything out of the ordinary, and there was no sign of injury from working out or anything like that. So I don't know.
Well, that's very strange.
Yeah, I think it might be compression of the shoulder, but due to exercise and movement, sometimes everything gets out of whack just from the movements, because everything's all messed up. Like when one thing goes, everything goes, you know, like your shoulder blade goes out and you feel it up your neck, and then your neck's out, and everything's all daisy chained together inside there.
Daisy chained. It's connected somehow. I know that, but that's sucking.
I just wanted to say the word daisy.
Maybe we're going to have to do the show next week while you're laying in bed.
That sounds good. We'll do it from bed. Like Yoko and Jono.
It's John and Yoko.
John and Yoko Ono.
Yes.
That's, you know why they say John and Yoko Ono? Because their last name is Ono. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's not just John and Yoko Ono. It's John and Yoko Ono.
Oh, no.
Isn't that the U2 guy's name, too? Oh, no? Well, that's Bono.
Bono?
Yeah. Bono.
YouTube?
Bono. Bono.
YouTube guy?
Boner.
Or did you say YouTube? YouTube.
I said U2, I think.
Yes, you did.
So, that's this is my fun for this morning.
Alrighty, then.
Started bright and early. Really enjoying myself. And you?
What about bright and early? How early are you talking?
Oh, well, when did I get up, you mean?
Yeah.
Six.
All right. That's
finished watching a movie this morning that I've been watching for days. The Brave One.
And
is that what's her name there? Who's the girl in The Brave One?
I'm trying to wonder who
the one that man from is. Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, Jodie Foster.
Yeah, is that her in The Brave One? Is that she's the murdering woman?
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, well, you gave it to me.
I gave it to you.
Yeah. Well, that's you let me watch your DVD.
I was going to say, I didn't give you anything. Don't you forget it. I gave it to you. Yeah, you're right. It is Jodie.
I
got to
return that.
It's Jodie Foster. Yeah.
Yeah. Looked like her, but I mean, she's older now and looks a little different. And
still, I remember, hot. She's still hot.
Yeah. I remember watching her from, what was that show she was on? Way back. Family. I think it was called Family. Remember that? Jodie Foster.
No,
Family.
She wasn't hot then, though.
No. She was a kid, but 70s girl. Young girl, hey?
Yes.
She had that look and that feathered hair and all the...
Uh-huh.
So anything new going on around here?
Well, my kid's got a job.
Woo-hoo! Well, that's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Actually.
They're corn detasseling. They're in the field right now as we speak.
And it's like overcast and a little bit spitty out.
But it's not too hot, is it? Just muggy, probably.
It's muggy, yeah. But it's not hot.
Right. I'd rather have them out in this kind of weather than, 95 sun beating down on them. It gets a bit oppressive after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad they're out in this and they get the opportunity not to be baking to death.
You need your boom stand over on this side.
Yeah, I know. I was actually thinking of putting it here and just backing off a little bit and I'd be sitting right at you, which I think I may do next time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what else is going on right here? No, I went to, there's a festival down at, in Belle River called the Sunsplash, and our band used to play that year after year after year. But then, what happened? The Lions Club used to run it.
Right.
Then there was just not enough Lion Club members to take on the task of running the beer tent at the Sunsplash. So okay. One year there was no Sunsplash. Then the Knights Columbus picked it up. And we played it that first year, but they were very hesitant to pay that much money for a band at a festival. And when we played there, we had festival lighting, festival PA, like the whole nine yards, eh? Mm-hmm. Cost us a grand to get sound back like 10 years ago, or not 10 years, maybe 8 years ago. And the following year, they ended up getting like eight guys named Mo for $600.
Oh, yeah.
Just
and it is eight guys?
Eight guys named Mo is eight guys, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
It's a five-piece rock band with three horns, I think. Keyboards, guitar, singer, drum, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. And that was the end of us. And then we never played there again. But the singer in our band that we used to play out there with, Kevin LaFrance, well, he's in a new band now called Second Nature.
Uh-huh.
And they do mostly classic rock tunes, but they do them really, really well. Like, it's everything is... It's pretty precise. The sound of hard drives winding down. So they rocked, and it was pretty good. So I went and saw that on Friday.
Yeah, I saw the lip link there. I didn't get to go look at anything yet, but...
Oh, okay. Anyway, that's all that's going on here. I'm just enjoying my vacation. La-dee-dee, la-dee-da.
A long one, too. Nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I wish I had a five-week vacation.
Must two be down, nice. Three to go.
Must be nice. Some new shows out today. New You Talking to Me show with fitness expert Reno Perlin. And also a new Jeff and Lana show.
Those are always fun.
And these are the second last shows of the season.
Uh-oh.
So you don't want to miss the last one, especially next weekend.
Then no one has to miss anything. They're a podcast. They're available forever.
Yeah, that's true. But you want to pick it up on the first day.
Well, and it's when it's fresh. You don't miss out on any time-sensitive information.
The Jeff and Lana show, Lana should be remote, coming to us remotely from New York next weekend.
Cool.
So that would be neat.
So you're not going?
Me? I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't think
still that possibility.
I don't think you're in shape to go.
No, I don't think I... Not right now, I'm not. I'm going to get you to crack my back after this is all done. Naked.
With oil, with leather.
Leather? Oh, leather. Oh, the mask. With the zipper up the back?
Zippers.
Zippers?
Zippers. Don't you like zippers? Anyway, you want to get onto the Real N-E-W-S?
As soon as you tell me what that means.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And what do we have for news for the fine folks today?
What do we have for news?
Yeah.
Whatever the world dishes out at us.
And what is that?
It's kind of a slow news morning, really, but what did I see here? Obama. Presidential candidate
mm-hmm.
went to Afghanistan. Why would he do that, I wonder? To get the votes of the people who are fighting?
Maybe.
Is there... Well, we know pretty much how... There's like tens of thousands of troops there.
Yeah.
And while he's there, he gives his plan for taking them out of there. That's a pretty good way to get votes. Here's my plan for you to go back home to your family.
There's all the votes of the armed forces.
Vote for me. Well, there's a lot of guys who are there who want to be in a situation. That's why they joined up in the first place.
Yeah, I guess. I want to kill people.
I want to kill.
I wanted to kill somebody this morning.
You should go to Afghanistan.
Somebody should have sent me to Afghanistan this morning for an hour.
That's hilarious. So I found that kind of interesting. And as we know, the Olympics are going to be in Beijing.
That's canceled.
It's not canceled.
It's because of political reasons.
No. The problem, though, is pollution.
Oh.
Pollution is so bad there that they are banning cars. Like, they're banning half the cars. How do they do that? If your license plate ends in an even number, you get to drive on these days. And if it ends in odds, so every other day, you get to drive your car. Mm-hmm. So they're taking half the cars off the road just to get the pollution down in Beijing. That's pretty wacky. And they're also telling the factories to cut back the hours that they work. Because now the Olympic Committee has said that if the pollution level is at a certain rate, any Olympic event that lasts more than an hour is going to be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look good on China, does it?
No.
No. Kind of sucky that they not only brought it to China, which everybody knows they got human rights issues up the wazoo. And besides that, Beijing is so happening and their air quality control is so poor that they got to have measures like that in place that they have to say, no, we're going to have to... It's been an hour now. These athletes are breathing this bad air for an hour now. We have to shut this event down.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you went to China to volunteer or even to pay money to go see these events and, oh, no, that event's done. Or your kid's in it. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't run a day. The pollution's too bad. Brutal stuff. New planet near Pluto, named after Polynesian god. First Pluto gets demoted as a planet, and now they're finding more stuff around Pluto. I guess that's all. Any news? Anything on your radar?
I just wanted to mention, I don't know if we mentioned this in any previous show, but the that Jim Killeen guy that did the Google Me, the movie, it's a documentary. He Googled himself and found a bunch of people with the same name as him.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a documentary and went around and met all these people.
That's interesting.
And, it's Google Me, the movie. And you can just go to googlemethemovie.com and check it out. You can buy it. You can go on YouTube and check out probably all or most of the movie is on there in various clips. And that sort of thing. A documentary film by Jim Killeen, starring seven guys named Jim Killeen.
And if you want more about that, just go to Google and look for the movie, the Google movie. No, the Google Me movie.
Yeah, Google Me. GoogleMeThemovie.com.
I just wanted to say Google.
His official site. And he has interviews with the guys from Google and in the documentary.
Oh, he talks to the dudes from Google.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. I watched some clips and it's pretty neat. It's a good concept there that he came up with.
I'm trying to think of the guys' names who run Google, but it's not coming to me. Not coming to me.
So I guess we'll get into today's show, perhaps.
Perhaps.
And,
it's up to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Just don't kill me.
Don't make me wait. Today's show, the human brain. Crazy as it is. Sometimes it makes you not able to speak right.
That's true.
But how much of our brain do we actually use? And our average folk... as smart as Big JD and Level, yeah, okay. I wanted to compare the percentages. Of course, I lost all my show notes. I told you that pre-show, but I wanted to compare some kind of percentage of human brain use and animal brain use, but I found a lot of information leading to the fact that we actually use 100% of our brain.
What?
And it just so happens that when they claim that we use 10% of our brain, 10% of our brain is the actual material that actually does get used in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of the brain is not actually used for the same thing. It's not material, you know, that actually is used for your certain processes, your thought process, and your neurological madness. And so that's, I guess, where that came about, that we use only a certain percentage of our brain. And it's not like a little spot in our brain. It's, you know, large enough area of the brain scattered around. But when you take all that area that we actually do use, like, I mean, you can consolidate it, it's like 10% of the brain.
Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, I see.
So that's what they say. But I don't know. I want to believe that the brain can do other things that we don't know about, and does that stem from other areas of the brain or the areas that we do use that we just can't tap into somehow? So, or maybe the parts of the brain that we don't actually use, what would happen?
That was the end of copying of some files I was...
And we actually get that? You're pumping actual audio through here?
Well, it's hooked up to my FireWire.
Okay.
I could.
So if you just turn your volume down on the computer, then we wouldn't get that, I guess.
You can't turn the volume down on my computer.
No, you can't, because it's using that. I see.
I could just change my audio output.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Not going to hurt anything.
I'm not going to make any more noise. Promise.
What do you think about the brain? How much do we use of our brain?
Well,
what have you found in your research?
I think that...
Doctor?
Well, this is Dr. Lippo here, and I think that we should all read more books. Yeah, it'll do it.
You sound like Richard Pryor doing a white guy. You know how he does that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, hello, dear.
He's pretty good at it, too.
Yeah.
I think our brains are definitely capable of something more than what we're using them for. Mm-hmm. I think there's too much unknown. It's funny how the brain is the one organ that we know so little about. Like, we know what every molecule of a liver is for. We know what it does and how it works.
Yeah, because the brain is different.
And why is the brain different? Is it because it's
too complex? There's so much that it does that's not actually physical. So that makes it very difficult to, you know, measure things and figure out exactly what it does and how it does the things that it does.
Well, yeah.
Because it's not like the tangible things, you know. You cut it open and look at it, but I mean, you know, that's kind of what we do with, I suppose, other organs and things like that. And you know how it works, and you physically you can see, you know, I mean, the how the heart works and the blood pumps and the valves work and that kind of thing. But the brain is, you don't really see anything going on there. It's all electric.
Not with the naked eye, but with technology where it is nowadays, they can see activity in your brain and what parts of your brain are getting used depending on what you're doing, which is kind of cool that we know which parts of the brain do what functions they perform. And there's names of the brain parts. There's the hindbrain, which is the rhombocephalon.
That's a very important part. Can't do without that.
You can't do without the rhombocephalon. Then there's the mesencephalon and the procephalon. Yeah. But each of these brain regions, they call them, perform different functions. But then there's the lobes, which have nothing to do with the regions. They're just...
It's a shopping store.
Lobes, yeah.
Right.
That's what you get hardware there.
Lobes are also the bottoms of your ears.
Well, it's the same principle. Lobe is something that's like hanging off. Yeah,
a hanging piece.
Yeah, piece that juts out a little bit. And they used to think that each of these lobes were performing different functions, but it doesn't work quite that way. It's more of a front-to-back region type thing.
The frontal lobe?
Well, there is a frontal lobe, a parietal lobe, a temporal lobe, the cerebellum, which is the thing that hangs off the back of your head, it like hangs down, and the occipital lobe. I'm doing a horrible job of pronouncing these words. But this is not a medical show, and we don't want to bore people with medical information so much as we want to discuss how brains are different. How come some people are smarter than others just right out of the womb? Right out of the box.
Like Mac is to PC. It's just smarter right out of the box.
Well, the Mac's brain is much smarter. Wait a minute. It's the same brain.
Well.
Just different brains worked on the actual design of it. But as far as brains go...
Maybe some brains aren't as developed. I mean, they grow the same, they look the same, and all that sort of thing. But they may not develop this... I'm sorry if I'm, you know... they may not develop the same mentally because there's... I guess different stages of brain, the reptilian brain, mammalian brain.
What about mammalian protuberances?
The human brain. The what?
Mammalian protuberances.
Oh, okay. Now we're just
going down.
Getting off topic.
Sorry.
For the Dr. Ruth show.
Uh-huh.
Innermost in our brain is what is called the reptilian brain. It's the oldest, most primitive part, and the reptilian brain appears to be largely unchanged by evolution. And we share it with all other animals which have a backbone. And that's the innermost part. That's probably where our instinct and those kinds of things kick into gear from that area.
Right. I know people who don't have a backbone, though. I'm sure you know guys like that as well.
Then they don't have a brain. Next to evolve from the reptilian brain was the mammalian brain. A change took place as mammals evolved from reptiles, and the mammalian brain containing organs for the automatic control of bodily functions such as digestion, fluid balance, body temperature, and things like that for filing new experiences as they happen. And so creating a store of experience-based memories.
That's
Lipocampus. Oh, hippocampus.
That's something I want to get into.
That's a name for something.
Do you think that your brain... Like, some people claim to have memories of a past life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think those memories are stored in your brain?
Where what else would they be stored? Yeah, they have to be stored in the brain, sure.
But if it was a past life, how do you bring your memories from one physical brain to another brain?
So you think it may come from energy somehow, somewhere?
Yes.
We're tapped into.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. But do you believe in that? I guess I'm asking, do you believe in reincarnation?
Boy. That's a tough question.
Holy, you haven't thought about that?
Let me call Deepak.
You don't have a firm opinion about reincarnation?
Reincarnation. that somebody that you come back as someone or something else.
Well, you went through the thing with the silver mind thing.
Yeah. Do people have past lives? I believe that that's possible, but I do. I can't say that I know, that's for sure. I think it could be possible, and I guess I'd have to say that to some degree, I would hope that there's something like that, and that goes on, that type of phenomena.
So how do you explain Lana thinking she was a soldier, and who knows when that was, or when you were a Greek gladiator? And
yeah, I have no idea how that actually works. I don't know that anybody knows how that works, really.
What do they call it? Past life regression, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, last week's You Talking to Me show was with an interview with Carl Zelazny, who was the Silva instructor. Mm-hmm. And he talks about that and can probably shed a little more light. I'm only semi-professional, so. No. It's really interesting stuff, and it really makes you wonder how or why you could tap. But, I mean, there's all sorts of... Look at dreams. You tap into something, dreaming, you know, and it's not always necessarily something that's actually happened or something that it may never happen, but it's almost like just a fictitious thing that you come up with.
Oh,
how do you come up with that?
He's making it up as he goes along.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So how would you explain a dream about something or someone that you met that you've never met even maybe? You know, things that you did that you've never done. It's along the same lines, except then you get in the concept of the other vision that you have is apparently from a past life. But maybe the other ones are as well. Maybe your dreams are something from another dimension, another, you know, parallel universe.
Oh, right. Parallel universe. We have
no idea about all these things, and everything is just it's a theory. It's a speculation. It's nobody really knows.
No, it's kind of unknown.
It's very interesting stuff, and it really makes you wonder, you know, what we really are or where we came from, where we're going, and those sorts of things. And it's actually neat that we can even consider those things, and it's because of the human brain. It gives us the ability to even question, you know, who we are, where we're going, why we dream, you know, those kind of things. There's no other animal or anybody that probably, you know. What I find really interesting is if anybody's familiar with Coco, the gorilla that communicates and uses sign language and can carry a conversation and talk with humans, I don't think that they're necessarily asked the questions that I would want to ask a gorilla if you could actually talk to a gorilla.
Well, tell us what questions would you ask a gorilla?
I've never seen, and you know, when they make the documentary about Coco and go through all these things, like, you know, Coco had a friend that was a dog, and, you know, Coco can tell you things about it and a lot of different things. But, I mean, does Coco dream? They never had anything on there about Coco dreaming. What does Coco think about certain things? You know, they don't really get into specific things about how the mind of the gorilla works, you know. Can ask it questions, it'll answer back, and how's Coco feeling today? And, you know, Coco will tell you sign language, and Coco will ask for things, and you know what I mean? But I think there's a lot more important questions to ask and get into the mind of the gorilla, which they don't really do. And if you're putting out a documentary where you'd want to output, you know, it may be your only chance of, you know, really making something substantial about the gorilla and about the communication with it. And, you know, it's really interesting, but it's like fun and games. You know, where's the real stuff?
The important stuff, you're saying. Yeah.
The important things that, you know, in through all your research, which that gorilla should be able to answer some questions.
You would think so.
Yeah. but I don't think they were asked ever.
Coco wasn't asked those questions.
No, I don't think so. They should have asked him in there. You want to learn something, you know, for real. Yeah, sure. The gorillas learn things, but I mean, if you want to actually learn something about that communication, I think there's got to be other questions asked of the gorilla, which should know.
What makes you think the gorilla can actually form answers that are that comprehensive?
As comprehensive as... does Coco dream? Does Coco...
Does he know what a dream is? How do you explain a dream to Coco?
Yeah, well, those are the things that we need answers for, but we would not know whether Coco knows anything about that, you know? I guess they'd have to be... Maybe they'd have to be taught what that is to know if they do it. But those are the things I think that would be more important than, you know, just... I don't know. It's more than basic communication with that animal anyway.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But it's still not...
And you think that they're capable of it more than basic communication. So I think that's a huge breakthrough to be able to talk to another animal, have a conversation with
them. Oh, it's pretty incredible. It's mind-blowing. I don't know if you've ever seen that Coco
documentary.
It's pretty wild. And you can buy paintings from Coco. Coco's paint.
That's right, yeah.
And she's actually painted her dog, which I guess at some point it died, but she has a painting of it that she used all on her own, the same colors, and it looks like the dog's head and everything, and it was pretty good. I would have to say it's rather brilliant for the gorilla.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But I'd want to know what that gorilla sees, you know? Can it describe what the person talking to it looks like? Describe what that bird looks like. Do you understand that, you know, the beak and that it flies and, you know, different things? Like, there's just things I'm thinking off the top of my head, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lights, candle, fire. Like, what is the, you know?
Does it know colors is what I'm wondering. Does it know this?
Oh, yeah. It knows colors and everything, yeah. Yeah, it knows all, like, basic things and can hold a pretty good conversation kind of thing and make sentences. But I think there's just so much more that should be asked to really know what it understands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can teach it words and teach it what colors. This is red. This is, you know, so now it wants the red one, wants the blue one, whatever. Or tells her the next day, I want the red cup, or, you know, or it likes it better. But get into that a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, you like this. Why do you like this one better than this one? Like, there's, like, reasoning and stuff like that and rationality and things and all these things that doesn't seem to me like they really got into, you know, and maybe never have, or they would probably have that in the documentary because that's the one and only thing that's going to be out there about the animal. Anyway, that's a long conversation about Coco.
Well, it gives us an insight into our brains because obviously they're very close to us in the evolutionary scope of things.
And the mammalian brain became the human brain by adding the massive gray matter, the neocortex, which envelops most of the earlier brain and amounts to about 85% of the human brain mass. So there we get that's the gray matter. So we get that, you know, that myth, apparent myth, that we use only, you know, 10, 15 or whatever it is percent of our brain because the rest is gray matter. Is it just gray matter that doesn't do anything? And the brain divided into hemispheres.
It's divided into...
Rush album. by a prominent groove at the base of this groove lies the thick bundle of nerve fibers, which enable these two halves of the brain to communicate with each other.
That's right. It's like a wire harness.
And the left controls movement and sensation in the right side of the body, while the right hemisphere similarly controls the left side of the body.
It's crossed. It's like in a mirror.
And why is that, I wonder?
That someone designed it that way. Who is that someone? Crazy guy, whoever it was.
And apparently we saw that the mammalian brain emerged feelings such as attachment, fear, anger, associated behavioral response patterns. And maybe that's why that monkey... may not have that and not is not capable of things because it doesn't, you know. Obviously, I guess if it had the brain development that we have, it would be a very different animal, I suppose. So.
Exactly.
Very fascinating.
What about brain, or yeah, brain transplant?
My brain's really cooking now.
Zzz.
What about brain waves? What are brain waves?
Brain waves?
Electrical signals from one place to another.
Sure.
Very small charges pass between nerve cells accompanied by changes in electrical potential, in voltage. My uncle just had surgery done on his brain.
Get out. Oh, yeah, that's right.
To stop pain. And it was basically some kind of jumper wires, I guess. I mean, there's not... They thought they may need to use some electric current, which he'd get a wire that would come down his neck into his shoulder with a battery pack, and it would provide actual current there somehow, but they didn't have to do that, and it still blocks pain.
That's crazy.
And so there's just inside there some kind of jumper from one spot to another, basically, that kind of like bypasses some pain nerves of some kind.
The pain, though?
The pain's in his head.
Oh, the pain is actually in his head.
Yeah, the pain's in his head. Headaches and neck pain from being hit in the head with a crane.
That'll do it. Yeah.
Yep. Forced him right down to the ground. The big ones in the scrapyards. Yep. Big, huge thing.
Wow.
And they first tried severing nerves, so they slit him up the back of the neck and cut nerves. It didn't help.
Bummer.
And then they went and did this. And this is a really rare thing. So they actually used him for research while he was in the hospital as well. While the wires were coming out of his head, they attached him to the computer and had him play video games on the computer with his mind. Moving things, moving paddles just by thinking.
That is so cool.
It's really wild. He's got pictures of himself all hooked up to the things. And
you got pictures of his scar.
I have pictures of everything. Yeah, yeah. It's a huge scar.
Honestly, I thought it was cancer when I saw that.
No, no. No, it was all a pain block type of thing. Very wild.
Wow.
And
how's he feeling now?
His pain level is much better. And I guess he's weeding off the major pain medication that he had, which is gabapentin. And I guess a normal amount of GABA is probably 3 tablets in a day for somebody. And he takes 10 in a day.
Wow.
Which is huge, major pain medication that you don't even hear about, really.
No, I've never heard of that.
We should probably move on.
Okay. Well,
you need more Big JD? Something. Visit the website, www.bigjd.com. Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
You know, we should have had you in my can section.
Want
to plug into my can?
Bend over, Norton!
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, I have lined up some music that you actually turned me on to, Government Mule from the Deja Voodoo CD, Little Toy Brain. Very cool blues tune.
Good tune.
Thought you could
And there you have some Government Mule, once again, from the Deja Voodoo CD.
Okay, now we got some latency.
Not Little Toy Brain. Yeah, you have latency now. I've had latency. Nice hello to DJ Amy.
She likes the tune.
For making a special appearance. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Oh, no, 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 she's going to give it to us. Give it to me! And what time was your thing?
You got to give it to me. What's that?
Nothing.
Six p.m. Wednesday. We're going to move on to Tech Talk right away. Boom.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Just want to talk a little bit about scanning. I don't know if you had any Tech Talk to talk about today, but I wanted to mention document scanning.
Document scanning. I thought you meant like a brain scanner. We're talking about like CAT scans and stuff.
No. Well, I guess that would really fall under the Tech Talk, and especially with today's topic. That stuff is pretty cool too.
It sure is.
And what's really cool now about that kind of scanning is that, unfortunately, I don't think we have it available here, but you can go over to the States, just across the border right here, and get a full body scan, and that will actually show the minute stages of all kinds of different things. Stones, cancer, and other things.
Do you know anybody who's ever had one of those?
Yeah. Lana's brother and sister and brother-in-law.
They went to the States and had it done?
Yep.
So if you had prostate or colon cancer,
yeah, I think it picks up everything.
Wow.
In its most minute stages.
Amy says, bite me now.
It's okay. We won't have to worry about her. She'll never be on again.
Yeah, you're just giving it to her.
No, it's cool to see her on and up. And wow, my battery is just about dead. I forgot to, you know what? It is all, everything's all plugged in. Oh, I didn't reach down here and plug this in. I wonder what happened if I do now. Is there any, I want to talk about document scanning, actually.
Yes, yeah. We're in the middle of talking about document scanning.
And we both own scanners.
Yes, we do. And actually, I just have a new scanner in front of me right now that I probably am not ever going to use.
What do you mean and why?
This thing right here is a multifunction unit.
Yeah, why wouldn't you use it?
Because I do most of my scanning with my camera. I just take a picture of something.
Yeah, why do you do that now? I wouldn't you rather have a PDF document?
Well, my camera makes PDFs automatically. Just
no,
takes pictures.
Well, you can just convert it right away, but
oh no, it does it on the fly.
Yeah, you could actually set the computer to do an action script or whatever, can't you? Just to convert your pictures to PDF by dragging it onto something or hitting a button.
Yeah, probably
that would be kind of neat. But
scanning like documents, if you have a whole bunch of documents that you know they're just sitting somewhere and you want to archive them, scanning is a really good thing. This was my brother's printer, multifunction thing. It's brand new. Right. It's never been used.
You know what PDF stands for?
Portable document format?
For me, it stands for portable document freak, because I love PDFs. So I can't get enough of them.
You are a PDF.
Very, very functional. Paper document functionality. Paper document freak. Paper document fun. That's what scanners do. So that's a flatbed up there, right?
Yes.
You lift it up, put your paper down, scan, and there's a document fed, which you can just put a stack of paper. Papers that you need scanned in, and they'll shoot them out one at a time. Scanning.
This one does not have that, no.
Right. But scanning is... I couldn't live without a scanner.
I could, and I have. I haven't scanned in a million years.
Well, I used your last scanner, didn't I, for you? Was that the big one I was welding on that one day? Yeah. Is that the same scanner that I used that time?
That was...
Or that an even older one?
That's an older SCSI scanner. Yeah.
I love scanners. Scanning is just so important, especially, I mean, scan something to fax, and especially with these all-in-ones, you just hit a button and it scans your document and faxes it right away.
What kind of documents really are you scanning anyway? Like song lyrics and stuff, right?
Oh, I have a big project of old song lyrics and some contracts and different things, memorabilia and stuff like that I wanted to put into a digital format, so that's my big thing right now.
Because I can see the you know, I take pictures of important documents I want to, you know, keep, like receipts, or is one thing that comes to my mind. I take a picture of my receipts and throw them in my receipt.
Yeah, I guess that's okay. Certain receipts, yeah, I scan them. Some will go to JPEG if it's just a regular receipt, maybe, but sure. Usually PDF, especially if it's a paper full page size.
Yeah.
And
that Evernote is good for that as well. You take a picture of it, of a document, and then you upload it, and it does the OCR for you, so you can search.
And you can use PDF as well, right, for that? Evernote?
Yeah, you can send it anything.
You have to check out Evernote.
Yeah, you have to check it out.
And how would one check out Evernote?
I send you an invitation, and you...
I mean, for the other folk... Mike is lucky to have a co-host.
Mike at thejabbercast.com. I'll send you an invitation.
Oh, that's how you have to do that?
No. I think you can just go there and hook up. Evernote.com.
No, that's our big contest. Yeah. Every fifth person that emails the Jabbercast will win an invitation to Evernote. From Lipo.
You bet.
So, is there anything else as far as technology or... should we move on to the Jabber quote and wrap things up?
Yeah, we're working on 17 was the time I said when we started.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're looking at about another 10 minutes.
Another 10. So we can do the Jabber quote right now. It's up to you. Okay. But I'm just kind of curious. You just got your scanner. Have you used it yet?
No. I haven't even plugged it in yet. I don't have time.
Do you want me to do that for you?
Way too busy. Yeah.
Or I can get one of my kids to go over to your house and do your scanning for you.
Yeah. Put them to work for me.
Is your... ultimate goal to get rid of all your paper?
Well, I did that once. I got rid of almost all my paper. I can really get rid of a lot of paper scanning, man. It's awesome.
So you have a lot more paper that you've gathered since then?
Well, all the old memorabilia type stuff, yeah. I want to save all that into a digital format and then burn everything. That's my plan. And I've got 3 big boxes of Wicked Angel cassettes that I'm going to burn too.
What do you mean burn?
Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have an actual fire.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun. I want to make sure there's video that happening there.
Okay. Out on my uncle's house he's got a big yard in the back where you can make big fires by the airport.
I was hoping we'd do it on your balcony.
No. Yeah, Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
And a barbecue.
Barbecue.
Get a barbecue cassettes and song lyric pages.
Cook our hot dogs over.
Hot diggity, dog diggity.
What a treat.
What you do to me?
Do you got a good brain quote?
Well, no, I knew that you had one, so.
What?
Today's Jabber quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine makers of tin foil hats. Protect your brain from the aliens with a Steve and Larry tin foil hat. They're at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
That's just crazy.
I got a bunch of brain quotes. There's an Albert Einstein and there's an Aristotle one, and there's like a ton of other ones. I mean, because the brain is a good one.
Sure,
have quotes for.
What's Albert got to say?
Albert says, he who joyfully marches to music in rank and file, he who joyfully marches to music in rank and file has already earned my contempt. He has been given a large brain by mistake.
It's one of these long things. Lost me already.
Since for him, the spinal cord would surely suffice. That has something to do with marching to music in rank and file more than the brain. Sorry. Aristotle, there is a foolish corner in the brain of the wisest man.
Ah, let's pick that apart.
Because it's nice
foolish
and short
corner,
for Mr. P-Brain over here.
Foolish corner, P-Brain, Peabody. Hey, Mr. Peabody, how you doing? what did you say?
There is a foolish corner in the brain of the wisest man.
The wisest man has a foolish corner in his brain.
In his head.
In his head. Why?
Because even the smartest guy can be a fool. Someone can, like, you can be the most intellectual person and you can know this, square root of a teacup. And still, someone can come up to him and pull something over his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Wool.
Pull wool, sure. I pulled wool last night.
That's just wacky.
What do you take? Does he take the same thing?
That sounds like a good analogy, but I just don't get that at all. That's the only thing I suppose I could think of, but...
What do you think he means by there's a foolish corner in the brain of the wisest man?
I don't know. I have no idea what he'd mean by that. The wisest man has a foolish corner.
Yes. No, in his brain.
Yeah. I know where it is.
In the brain of the wisest man. I think you're a pretty wise man, and there's definitely a big corner, maybe even a whole room in your brain that is full of foolishness.
A dorm or an extra section built, a goiter full of foolishness.
Okay.
That's a good one. It really stumps me. I don't understand what he would mean by that. I find that hard to even come up with an idea what he would mean by that.
I got another good one here for you, though, that you're going to appreciate. I just found out that the brain is like a computer. If that's true, then there's really aren't any stupid people, just people running Windows.
That's pretty good. Windows. Don't get me started on that.
Windows sucks.
How did the Scarecrow know that he didn't have a brain?
Who said that? Now that's good.
That's just that's not attributed
to Dorothy said that.
God gave men both a penis and a brain, but unfortunately not enough blood.
A what?
God gave men both a penis and a brain, but unfortunately not enough blood supply to run both at the same time.
Oh, it is if you think with your other head.
Yeah.
Boom. So anyway.
That's the Jabber quotes for today.
We still have 4 minutes to kill, judging by your clock.
I'm going to clean your clock.
There's that Richard Pryor again.
I'm going to clean your clock, dear.
There was a couple things I wanted to mention about women's brains and men's brains. Oh,
far less superior. Yeah. Far more inferior, the woman's brain. Isn't it?
You're just trying to...
That's not a myth. Is DJ Amy still on?
DJ Amy's on. Yes, she is.
Is my wife listening?
That's why you say that. I think your wife is a relatively intelligent person.
She's brilliant.
I think
she married me.
Yeah, I think her brain is probably a little bit bigger than yours.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I have a bigger head. I know that.
Typically, men have 2 to 10% larger heads than women. And at birth, men's brains are 12 to 20% larger than women's. In adulthood, it's anywhere from 3 to 11% larger.
And Leos have an extra 15% larger head.
Leos?
Than the standard man. Yeah.
Men named Leo?
No, Leos. Leo.
Oh, the astrological zodiac. Sign.
Yeah. Their heads are even bigger because they're really conceited.
Did we ever do an astrology show?
We never did do one, did we?
I don't remember doing one, but that seems like a topic.
Yeah, and an astronomy show.
Astrology and astronomy.
Yeah.
Astronomy, no, that's a study of what?
Numbers.
Oh, okay. That's going to be a good show if we're going to talk about numbers. What are we doing as far as next week's show? Do you know?
Next week's show, that's going to be a doozy. I can tell you this. Burps, farts, and sneezing. Okay, guys, this is for you. And maybe some of the women. All depends on which trailer park you live in. But in reality, these things cannot be avoided, and they are natural bodily functions. Although our wives would have us believe otherwise. In fact, we'll throw vomiting, peeing, crapping, and other bodily fluids in there while we're at it, just for good measure, perhaps.
It's the disgusting show.
Did I say sneezing?
Yeah, you did.
Boogers.
Oh, boogers.
Spitting. Guys spit all the time. Chewing tobacco, you know.
Gross stuff.
Well, what do you call that when you pass wind and maybe a little liquid seeps out?
Shart.
Shart?
Yeah, it's called a shart.
I like that. We're going to have to find a good quote for that.
The shirt quote?
Show. Well, no, no. We have 40-some seconds to kill yet.
We're not killing time here.
No, we're not killing time. So I guess that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We went over time because we started late, all due to the lady in the store. I wouldn't serve me right away.
Who's now laying?
And ladies should serve men right away in any situation.
Wasn't she serving the man in front of you?
That's another show, isn't it? The dominant...
Dominant male show.
Yeah, there we go. All about domination and S&M and everything. Anyway, everybody have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.